when the sun went down the rapid tempo of the music fair. And all c'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. And they bought a souped up jitney, was a cherry red 53. All drove it down to New Orleans to celebrate their anniversary. And all it was there that Pierre was married to the lovely Mademoiselle. And all c'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. All c'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. And all c'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
91.5 WMFO Medford. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree. Joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Get more than my share, but that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, oh, oh baby, I'm just human. Don't you know I have faults like anyone? Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some little foolish thing, some simple thing that I've done. 'Cause I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood. I try so hard, so please don't let me be.
WMFO Medford.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking, but no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Ne me quitte pas. Il faut oublier tout, pas oublier.
qui s'enfuit déjà, oublier le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu, à savoir comment oublier ces heures qui tuaient parfois, coup de pourquoi le cœur du bonheur ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Moi, je t'enfumais des perles de pluie venues de pays où il ne pleut pas. Je creuserai la terre jusqu'après ma mort pour couvrir ton corps d'or et de lumière. Je ferai en demain où l'amour sera roi, où l'amour sera loi, où tu seras reine. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, je t'inventerai des mots insensés que tu comprendras. Je te parlerai de ces amants-là qui ont vu deux fois le cœur s'embraser. Je te raconterai l'histoire de ce bois mort, de n'avoir pas pu te rencontrer. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. On a vu souvent rejaillir le feu de l'ancien volcan qu'on croyait trop vu. Il est paru-t-il des terres brûlées dans la pluie de blé qu'en meilleur avril. Et combien le soir pour qu'un ciel flamboie, le rouge et le noir ne s'épousent-ils pas. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, je ne vais plus pleurer, je ne vais plus parler, je me cacherai là à te regarder danser et sourire et à t'écouter chanter et puis rire. Laisse-moi devenir l'ombre de ton ombre, l'ombre de ta mère, l'ombre de ton chien. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas.
Right now we bring you one of Britain's biggest international star groups. Their latest song's yet another hit for them. It's called Days, The Kinks.
Thank you for the days, endless days of sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light, I bless the light, the light's on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. I remember all my life, days when you can't.
Ah, 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 ne m'inquiète pas mon cher. dogs, the kids go sledding down snow-covered slopes, and frozen noses, frozen toes, the frozen city starts to glow. And yes, they know that everyone knows you're going to love. Though there's still no cure for crying,
what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves, and everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
Watching her. what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.
Hand my riding around and my car's low.
What you waiting for?
I feel like I hit the lotto.
What you waiting for?
I'm riding around in my girl's eye.
What you waiting for?
We're riding around just to get by.
What the fuck you waiting for?
you feeling? Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Welcome back. This is WMFO in Medford, and I'm DJ Shell.
I'm David Rotisserie Chicken McVitie. And very excited to play version 4 of the Initials game.
Here in the studio today, we have what?
The fifth game of Initials here on This Is Dancing.
You're correct. It is the fifth game of Initials today, and we're very excited that we have a few new people on the show today and some vets. So let's start things off. Who do we got?
This is John Jakes, and I'm feeling good as hell.
This is Zachy Klieger, returning player, and I look forward to competing.
Hi, I'm Miles. I'm a long time listener, first time participant. That's me.
We're excited to have you all. Hey, Lee, you calling in?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm Lee, first time player, hopefully first time winner.
Glad
that's my
to
sister,
hear it.
Guys. That's my sister.
All right.
Must be so proud of her.
Well, before we can move forward, let's take a look back.
We're now 4-week veterans of Initials, with contestants from across the world.
Calling in remotely, New Orleans.
Calling in from Denver, Colorado.
Emphasis on Seamus, I just became an Irish citizen.
And across the range of possible human vocal pitch.
This is Chelsea, this is my first time.
John, Edgar Winters.
Evan, Marcus Aurelius.
No.
We're seasoned by the good.
Rachel, Boiling Point.
That is correct.
The bad.
It was Bernadette Peters.
That is correct.
Who is Bernadette?
Yeah, yeah, Darn.
And the Zachy.
Zachy?
Yeah.
Bartel?
That's a great guess.
In short, 2 more weeks of initials has been 2 more weeks of Turcotte.
Evan Marcus Allen. Evan Marie Antoinette.
What's his name?
Evan. Big pun.
Yes.
So who won?
I won.
2-time defending champ. No big deal.
Well,
I'm sick and tired.
You know what I say?
Screw him.
And I'm not the only one.
Fox, man, I'm just saying. I was talking to the girls. You know, we don't put enough emphasis on the ladies sometimes. You know, I was talking to these girls.
Devoted listeners have turned their focus from this tyrant.
And being the initials fiends they are, they're finding their heroine.
Whoa, MCVT. Easy, my friend. But he's right. And it's a woman named
Ansha Brown.
Check it out. This is what she said. She said,
filled with generosity, Ansha gives. As a contestant, she gives victories.
I need you to get that one.
Yep, no problem.
As a host, she gives good clues.
I am one of the popularizers of the phrase ASL, which of course means age, sex, location.
Bad clues.
In 2008, I merged with group Pasta Tarnier, another cooperation of money institutions.
And sometimes the answer.
That's the first word.
Blister.
Blister pack.
Oh.
Sure, we all have our moments.
So it's almost like a pill pack? Except for, like, you can dispose of it. So my dad one time told me to Google blank blank of, like, how to get your name out on the internet. Like, let's see if anyone can get this one.
I've been criticized for being racist and sexist since
Annie,
the 1960s.
Maya Angelou?
No.
But that's one black-ass pot throwing shade.
Shoot. Oh, I know it.
Get out of this dude. Get out of this dude.
That's aggressive.
Both his first and last names are relatively uncommon first names, but both are recognizable.
Marcus Aurelius.
No.
I think this is the second example of me freaking out, thinking I know it, but also not having the right answer.
So here's to Ansha and the rest of the contestants.
It's
your time to shine.
Now go up there and take it.
This is Initials.
That was really something. All right. Are we all ready to start off this week's round of initials?
I'm ready to win.
Sure.
Great. All right. This week's initials, J.R.
Number one.
Clue number one.
I worked at Amnesty International and a Chamber of Commerce in the 1980s.
Clue number two.
In 1990, my mother died of MS. Although it was devastating, it also inspired me to continue working hard at my career.
Clue number three.
I drew inspiration from all corners of my life to create my best-known work. Some of the darkest characters in my most famous piece were based on my severe depression that came when I was on welfare and was going through a divorce.
Clue number four.
Some might call me Robert Galbraith.
Clue number five.
A hit play just came out based on my most famous work.
David.
Yes?
What's the name of the author of the Harry Potter series? This is ridiculous. J.K. Rowling.
What's her first name?
Are you serious?
Her first name.
I don't know.
Does anyone else want to chime in?
John. Is it
John?
Is that your name? John?
Jean Rowling. Jean K. Rowling.
That's incorrect. Miles, I think you were next.
I think it's Joe.
You're correct. It's Joe Rowling.
Joe Rowling.
Dang.
Wow.
kick of an initial as a first name if the initial is J.
Number two.
Clue number one.
I was the first of my kind to travel to both North and South Poles.
Clue number two.
I've been described as intelligent, athletic, fearless, and vocal.
Clue number three.
I saved 5 children at a carnival in New Zealand in 2007. I was killed in the act, and to honor my sacrifice, a statue was erected in my memory.
Clue number four.
I'm a hard worker, but can also be known to be stubborn.
Clue number five.
I've been known to be prone to skunk toxic shock syndrome because I love chasing them. I love chasing skunks.
Clue number six.
I'm a specific dog breed known for my high energy levels.
David, what is Juno Retriever?
Incorrect. Is that a type of dog breed?
Is there a JR type of dog breed?
There sure is.
Ask them.
Lee, Sparkles is one of these.
Lee, Jack Russell.
Yes, that's correct.
Damn.
I was like imagining a husky. That's why I was like, I was like imagining a husky at the North Pole.
Well done. Welcome to the initial scoreboard.
It was an unofficial clue number seven.
I was starting to think that I was like, maybe I won't answer any of these questions. Just forget I'm on air and I can slowly back away.
Number three.
Clue number one.
I was born in Buffalo, New York, into a Catholic family.
Clue number two.
I am one of nine.
Clue number three.
I attended Harvard for both undergrad and law school.
John.
Magna cum, bitches.
John Roberts.
That's correct. It's John Roberts. He's one of 9 Supreme Court justices.
That was huge.
Numero four.
Clue number one.
I came to the mainland U.S. in the 1960s.
Clue number two.
Masaharu Marumoto from The Iron Chef used to work for me.
Clue number three.
When I am practicing traditional style, my company will sit on the floor cross-legged.
Clue number four.
I would love to show you the world of udon, teriyaki chicken, or sushi.
Clue number five.
I can likely be found in most American cities.
Lee, Japanese restaurant?
That's correct.
Hell yeah!
Well done, Lee! Number four? Number five?
Number five.
Number five.
I'm not going in order, I'm sorry.
Clue number one.
My husband and I met in a travel bookshop.
Clue number two.
I changed my name and ran away from my abusive husband to Iowa, where I met a lovely drama teacher who I looked to for comfort.
Clue number three.
I was a DA investigator for quite a while until my daughter was brutally murdered in a friend's investigation.